CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS for Sunday the 22nd of May 2022. Here are the main news headlines: Platinum Jubilee activities, high altitude balloon launch, IARU Region 1 interim meeting. It isn't long now until the RSGB's Platinum Jubilee activities kick off. There's a wide range of things to be part of, from using the /70 suffix to creating something for the Innovation 70 competition, or having a go at the WSPR 70 Fun Challenge. There's also still time to activate one of the 7 special GB70 call signs. Details of how to take part are on the RSGB website, on the RSGB site. That's rsgb.org/jubilee. A team from High Impact on the Wirral will be working alongside the Oak Tree Multi Academy Trust, a Wirral-based group of schools, on a high-altitude balloon launch. This is planned for Thursday the 26th at 11 a.m. from a location near Welshpool. The frequency in use will be 434.250 MHz USB, and there will be RTTY signals, and the flight will be SSDV enabled, so there'll be pictures too. You can see the activity on the day on Facebook. IARU Region 1 is holding an interim meeting on the 23rd of June. As outlined in the recent June RADCOM, feedback is welcomed on proposals for global HF band changes to accommodate growth in digital modes and related matters. The meeting will also consider a series of EMC and spectrum topics. RSGB have a consultation page with the background and document links at therSGB.org/GB2RS/017. Feedback should be posted on to the RSGB workshop forum groups. The Commonwealth Games will be held in Birmingham later this summer. It'll see around 4,500 athletes from 72 nations and territories compete in 19 sports across 14 competition venues. The RSGB has just published news of the various activities it's planning to link with the Games. You can get involved in one of the 7 special event stations or gain 1 or 2 special operating awards. Find out more on the Society's website. The New Zealand Amateur Radio Transmitters Society reports that their regulator has continued their 60-metre sub-licence for 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz. At the RSGB Regional Forum meeting on the 16th of May, the regional representatives elected David De La Haye, M0MBD, as chairman, and Neil York, M0NKE, as its secretary. The RSGB board would like to thank Mark Burrows, 2E0SBM, and Tony Miles, MM0TMZ, for their service in previous years as chairman and secretary, respectively. After 2 years of lockdown, the ITU building in Geneva is back in operation. 4U1ITU is on the air until the 3rd of June. A STEP IR is issued for the 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. A second transceiver is now being set up for the 6 metre bands, including FT8. Now, details of rallies and events. Please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to RADCOM at rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in RADCOM on GB2RS and online. Today, the 22nd of May, the National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale organised by Dunstable Downs Radio Club will take place at Stockwood Park in Luton. Entry and car parking is £4 per vehicle, and the gates open at 9 a.m. for buyers. Next Sunday, the Durham District ARS Radio Rally takes place at Bowburn Community Centre, Durham Road, Bowburn, DH6 5AT. Doors will be open from 10:10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m, with disabled visitors gaining access 10 minutes earlier. Admittance is £2. There'll be a bring and buy, RSGB bookstall and trade stands. For more information, contact Michael G7TWX 0782 692 4192. Now for the DX news, Fabian DF3XY is operating from Mauritius as 3 Bravo 8 stroke call sign until the 20th, until the 2nd of June. Activity is holiday style on the 40, 30 and 20 metre bands using SSB and FT8 QSL home call. OG5 Oscar and OH2HOD will be active as OH0 stroke call signs, that's both of them respectively, from from Lemeland Island, EU002, until the 27th of May. Activity will be on the 6 to 160 metre bands using CWSSB RITI, FT8 and FT4 QSL via Logbook of the World. Ryan K0EFW was operation as S9EFW from Saltomir Principe until the end of May. Activity is 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands using SSB QSL home call. GB6VER will be on the air today, the 22nd, operated by Verilem ARC from the Durham District RC Rally. They plan to operate on the 40, 20 and 2 metre bands, depending on the noise levels of the day. More on QRZ.com. Northwest Group Amateur Radio Club are activating GB0AEL as part of the 90th anniversary of Amelia Earhart's landing in Londonderry until the 30th of May. See QRZ.com. Contest news, the 144 Megs May contest runs for 24 hours until 1400 UTC today, the 22nd, using all modes. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Today, the 22nd, the first 144 Megs Backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Note that UK stations also send their postcode, as was noted above. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest takes place from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 gigs and up bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the CW leg of the 80-metre club championships runs between 1900 and 2300 UTC, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 28th. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are allowed, the exchanges our signal report and serial number. Next Sunday, the 29th, the 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also next Sunday, the UK Microwave Group high band contest runs 0600 to 1800 UTC, 5.7 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO on Friday the 20th of May. Solar activity reached a new peak for the cycle this week, they write, with the solar flux index hitting 180 on Thursday the 19th, partly due to the very large activity region 3014, which is almost big enough to be seen with the naked eye, if suitable precautions were taken, of course. To put this into perspective, the sunspot number is 147, which is higher than the estimated smooth maximum prediction of 115 for cycle 25. Meanwhile, geomagnetic conditions have been favourable, with KP index moving between 1 and 3 since Monday. This is all good news and is being reflected in the band conditions at the moment, with round-the-world echoes being heard on some DX signals. Make the most of them, though, as there is the ever-present threat of an X-class solar flare to contend with. Two active regions, which have already been emitting X-class solar flares, are about to rotate into view. The US Air Force predicts that the SFI may stay above 175 until at least Wednesday, before declining into the sub-150 range. This is at odds with the NOAA prediction, which never quite thought that the SFI would get to 180 last week. In other words, it's anyone's guess what we will get. Don't forget that Sporadic E is also livening up the upper HF bands and providing strong short skip signals. These can often link into multi-hop E's or join with the F2 layer hops to give surprise long distance. DX is hard to predict. We've never had it so good for some time, and let's hope it continues into the autumn when HF really comes into its own. Now VHF and up. It seems we are in a typical summer unsettled pattern with areas of thundery rain and heavy showers drifting north from France. This will obviously keep rain scatter as an option. Summer can also be a time of strong tropo, especially around coasts and over the adjacent seas. This is because a strong temperature inversion can develop over cool seas, with areas of mist and fog at sea levels, overlain by warm, dry air blowing off the continent. These paths are likely to persist over a long period, particularly across the North Sea, English Channel and the Irish Sea, with extended options south across Biscay. To finish off with, we have the early setting stirrings of the 2022 sporadic e-season, which is starting to show some promising signs, not just on digital modes. A major controlling influence is often associated with the presence of jet streams nearby, and the upper air forecast charts suggest that there should be some reasonable opportunities during the coming week. Don't forget that Jetstream upper air charts are available daily with commentaries on propquest.co.uk website. There's no major meteor shower this week, but we're in the tail end of the Eta Aquarid shower, which began in late April and is generally regarded as petering out next weekend. Eta Aquarids is associated with Halley's Comet, but don't expect to see the comet until 2061. The moon will be waning throughout this week with decreasing declination and increasing distance as it moves towards apogee, and that therefore leading to increasing path lost moon libration will be low. This week's TK/HB9CRQ Corsican EME microwave de-expedition should enjoy favourable lunar path conditions if the weather cooperates. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.